What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. February 9th was a sad day for jazz fans. That was the day that pianist Chick Corea died. Chick Corea was one of the most influential performers in the history of jazz music, and one of the most prolific, too. Chick Corea recorded over 80 albums as a leader, garnering critical acclaim and 23 Grammy Awards for his work. Chick Corea was one of the leading figures in jazz fusion music, but he was equally skilled at performing in a traditional acoustic jazz setting. On this week's show, we'll be paying tribute to Chick Corea by looking back at his collaborations with some of the great Indiana Avenue jazz masters. Chick Corea was born in Chelsea, Massachusetts in 1941, and he began playing piano as a child. His professional career began in New York in the early 1960s, playing Latin jazz with artists like Willie Bobo and Mongo Santa Maria. Chick Corea's career took off in the 1960s when he joined the Miles Davis Group. Chick Corea performed on several of Miles Davis' classic albums, including In a Silent Way, On the Corner, and Bitches Brew. In 1971, Chick Corea formed the celebrated jazz fusion group Return to Forever. With Return to Forever, Chick Corea experimented with synthesizers and other electronic sounds. Collaboration was a big part of Chick Corea's music, and during his extraordinary career, he worked with some of the great masters of Indiana Avenue, including Freddie Hubbard. Chick Corea was a member of Freddie Hubbard's band during the recording of Freddie's 1979 album, The Love Connection. We're going to start this week's show with a piece from that record. We'll listen to Freddie Hubbard's classic jazz standard, Little Sunflower, with Chick Corea on piano and Al Jarreau on vocals.
More and more each hour, you're like a precious little flower. More and more each hour, like a precious little flower.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue.
That was Freddie Hubbard's 1979 recording of Little Sunflower, featuring Chick Corea on piano. Chick Corea died earlier this month at the age of 79. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to Chick Corea by looking back at his collaborations, with some of the great Indiana Avenue jazz masters. Up next, we'll hear another record Chick Corea recorded with Freddie Hubbard. In 1982, Freddie Hubbard and Chick Corea were part of an all-star band that featured Stanley Clark on bass, Joe Henderson on sax, and Lenny White on drums. Freddie recorded two albums with this group, including the Griffith Park Collection. From the album Griffith Park Collection, we'll hear Guernica. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to Chick Corea by looking back at his collaborations with some of the great Indiana Avenue jazz masters. We just heard Guernica off the Griffith Park Collection. That album featured the Indiana Avenue jazz legend Freddie Hubbard performing with an all-star jazz group that included Chick Corea on piano, Stanley Clark on bass, Joe Henderson on sax, and Lenny White on drums. That same group also recorded an album with vocalist Chaka Khan in 1982. The album was titled Echoes of an Era, and it featured Chaka Khan performing a variety of traditional jazz standards. And we'll listen to a track from that record next. From Echoes of an Era, this is Chick Corea's composition titled High Wire, The Aerialist.
Life is sublime, and when you're there to go up in the air and leave the earth behind you. As I step and dip and leap into a space.
Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from Chick Corea after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're paying tribute to the influential jazz pianist Chick Corea. He passed away earlier this month at the age of 79. We've been looking back at the music Chick Corea recorded with the great jazz masters of Indiana Avenue. Up next, we'll hear two tracks Chick Corea recorded for saxophonist Joe Henderson's 1997 album, Big Band. The Big Band album featured contributions from two Indiana Avenue legends. Trombonist Slide Hampton wrote arrangements for two tracks on the album, and the great Naptown trumpet player Virgil Jones performed in the group's brass section. We'll listen to the tracks Inner Urge and Serenity with Chick Corea on piano, Virgil Jones on trumpet, and arrangements written by Slide Hampton.
Thank you.
That was Freddie Hubbard with The Love Connection, featuring the late Chick Corea on keyboards. Thanks for joining us for this tribute to Chick Corea, who passed away earlier this month at the age of 79. And you can meet me here again on the Avenue next week. Same time, same place. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter. Thanks for listening.